Thanks.
I would like to welcome you all to the board.
You're beautiful. Go ahead.
I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Director meeting for the Student Success Program Nonprofit Board, which operates Odeo Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego. I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take a roll call first. When I call your name, please provide the group. I don't think we need any brief introductions. Nobody else is here. So I'll just go through the roll call. Myself here, Scott.
Present.
David.
Present.
Jane. Unmute, Jane. I can see you, but I just want to make sure you're there. Jane, can you unmute? Okay, I'm assuming she's there, but not. And then Eric.
Present.
Mary, would you like to introduce staff? Mary, you're muted.
Right. Sorry. We have Will Berry, Finance, Jackie Robertson, Communications, Lena Nuno, Communications Department, and General Girl Friday to help us all out at all times. Lynn, CBO Development, and who do I see? Angela Neary, Administrative Assistant, supports my office, and Tim Tudor, Tim, Executive Director. Let me see. I think I have everyone. Everyone I can see. We're all here.
Looks like everybody's accounted for there. Okay, good. Then we do have, do I motion? We have an establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Very well. Conduct a roll call vote. All those in favor say aye. And when we do, myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane? Eric?
Aye.
We're going to have to figure out what to do with Jane here. If there's no vote, then it has to be an abstention by record. Jane, can you go on the chat, Jane?
Angela, can you try and get a hold of Jane, see what you can do with her? Okay, she's working on it. Okay. She's working.
We have enough for a vote, and we have a quorum. Now, if we could all please stand and the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. We'll move to item 1.5, the approval of the agenda. Item 1.5, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.5 with any recommendations?
So moved. No recommendation. No further edits.
Well, do I have a second?
Second.
We'll conduct a roll call vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane? Court is abstain. Eric?
Aye.
Well, moving on. Item 2.0 is public comment. If we have anyone to participate public comment, complete the speaker card, Public comment is an item of interest to the public within the scope of Student Success Program non-agenda. Will be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond and give directions to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, I may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1 is non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this is an item limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Having no public, I take it there's nothing else that the public needs to comment on.
I thought we were having a guest this morning that wanted to talk about field trips, but I don't see anyone. Sorry. They're always welcome. We made the most welcome, of course.
Always welcome. Hearing or seeing no public attendance, we'll move on. A public comment to agenda 2.2. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Again, seeing no public participation or comments, therefore, we will move on to item 3.0, public hearing. Open public hearing at 8:39. Public hearing is now open for the annual update of the 2020-2021 LCAP and the 2021-2022 Local Control Accountability Plan, or LCAP, for the Odeo Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego. Again, it's 8:39. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on public hearing. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Tim, is there a staff report for items 3.1 through 3.1.2?
As you mentioned, this is an opportunity for the public to comment on our developing LCAP for next year and also for the one that we worked on the year prior. There was kind of a break in LCAP work because of COVID-19, but the state then asked that schools go back and update last year's LCAP to include sections such as distance learning plan, pupil learning loss plan, mental health supports, and school nutrition. So we've included that information in the prior year's LCAP. And then I believe we'll have a public hearing also for next year's proposed LCAP for both schools.
Okay. Mary, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it, Tim. And that's, you know, as you know, with the LCAP, it's been kind of an evolving situation. But we've followed it very closely with the state, and of course we're very responsive and current whenever they request a change or an addition, or the learning side of the house is been very flexible and agile and prepared to respond. So these reports, I think, are excellent, or proposals, I guess. Thank you.
Skimming through and looking at some of the areas, it's obvious that there's still a tremendous amount of work that had to be done just going from one to the other to stay current on changes, just because of the sheer volume, making sure you're consistent and current. So good job keeping up with all that stuff.
It's really important. We had an outside evaluator that came from the state, and his finding in terms of loss of learning was that he didn't see a loss of learning. Now, I'm sure there is a loss of learning out there, but I think we've been able to pretty much maintain with our students that have been continuously enrolled a good standard. They were producing and learning was happening. So I know there's a crisis in many, many places across the country, but I really feel good about the efforts that we've made to keep up with our kids and our kids keeping up with what we're offering them. So we made it through pretty well.
Good. Okay, the next section is, Tim, is there a staff report for 3.2 through 3.2.2?
So similar as I mentioned before, we just have to do a public hearing for the previous year's LCAP and next year's LCAP for both schools, so the public has opportunity for comment within the 2021-2022 proposed LCAP. We have a number of places where we've included stakeholder input, and this would be another addition to that if the public chose to come to this meeting to comment on it. And we do have the new template, the 21-22 template from the state, so it'll look a little different than the previous years. Every year they make updates to the LCAP template, and so we adjust our plan to that. You'll see in the 21-22 template there's several 3 years out of specific goals and measures to hit, versus maybe in previous templates they had were more general to that specific year. So there's a few differences, but overall we still are going to, our team and stakeholders have decided to continue on with the same five LCAP goals. Number one is to increase student achievement. Number two is to offer a broad-based course of study. Number three is provide a professional learning system, so Altus University and everything we do around supporting our staff for their learning. Provide a safe and supportive environment and culture for our students, parents, and staff, and then provide our innovative, engaging resource centers in the community, which is a huge aspect of our program. So we'll continue on with the same main five goals and all the activities under those goals. We continue to add, revise, see what works each year, make additions depending on what the inputs are and the outcomes are telling us. So we'll return back in the June meeting for final approval of the new LCAPs.
Somebody talking. Okay. Is with the new just a question, because it is different with the new plan in a 3 year. How is that different in the previous? When you have long-term goals into a single year plan, how are you planning on deciding which goes where and how that metric is applied per year?
We'll make updates to it every year. So in the past, charter Right. schools, which I believe they still do, had the choice of doing a multi-year plan or a single year plan. And because our student population evolves every year, we chose the 1 year plan. Now with the new template, they're asking for data 3 years out or goals for 3 years out. And so it doesn't change anything that we do because we've always operated that way. Just the template allows us to implement. The new template allows us to include that information. And we'll, if three years come, you know, if the next year comes and we need to make adjustments to it, then every year we'll continue to update the LCAP to make it relevant to that year's student population.
Okay, that's good. And someone's joined the...
It sounds like Jane joined.
I just joined.
Okay. All right, Aunt Mary, is there anything else that you'd like to add? No. Okay, we will at this point close the public hearing. Time is 8:47. Moving on to administrative items 4.0. Consider approval of expanded learning opportunities, the grant plan. Lynn, do you have anything for us on 4.1, 4.1.2?
Yes, thank you. This funding for this fiscal year, the state under Assembly Bill 86 has apportioned about $4.56 billion from their general fund to provide additional funding to LEAs, and it's really to target certain activities and more major. The major focus of this funding is to provide, LEA will provide supplemental instruction and support to their program. But as a condition of receiving the funding, the board must adopt in a public meeting such as this to approve the plan on how to spend the funds, which were all provided to you. The Student Success Programs Corporations is going to receive $1.794 million. And to break it down by school, Odeya 1 will be receiving $459,140, and CSSD is receiving $1.335 million. And mainly the plan, as you know, it's indicated in the plan, we are extending the instructional learning time, and we are accelerating progress to close learning gaps. And how do we achieve that? Our teachers are contracted 228 contract-based days, and our total teaching days only for the year is 175. Therefore, we can put the plan into that 53 supplemental days that the kids are coming into the resource centers, and the teachers are paid, and they can provide those 53 days of supplemental instruction to students.
Oh, that's okay. So we're actually increasing the amount of contact time. Mary, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that was perfect.
All right, moving on. We have 5.0 is the consent agenda.
Excuse me for interrupting. We need a motion to approve the item, please.
Oh, 4.1 or 4.0, 4.1.1, 4.1.2.
Yes, so I have, please.
Yeah, missing from my agenda here. May I have a motion to approve 4.1.1, 4.1.2?
So moved, Len.
Maria, second?
I'll second that.
Very well. We'll have a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion is passed unanimously. Item 5.0, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine. It will be approved and acted by the board in one motion in a form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of the items prior to the board voting on them. I recommend the approval of all consent agenda.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Well, do I have a second?
Second.
We will. We're going to conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jay?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Consent agenda is approved. Moving on to item 6.0, board announcements and comments. If there are any comments or any issues from the board that you'd like to express, please take the time to do so now. Not hearing none. I will let you know that the next board meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, June the 23rd at 8:30 a.m. Any other comments or issues that we need to discuss quick?
Nothing to discuss, but I would just like to add that in graduation at the end of this month, I think it's the 26th, we're going to be taping graduation and it'll be available as of, I think it goes live. When is it, Tim? June something?
June 25th, it'll be live.
It'll go live. And we're still working with Balboa Park to see when we can have our graduation on site, or it'll be probably several graduations on site. So we'll keep the board appraised of when that might happen. It would probably either happen in July or September, depending on a lot of things. So we'll keep you informed. Okay. Everyone is interested in that, and no one more than we are. We would love to have a graduation as usual, but that may not be possible.
All right, but June the 25th is our golf tournament, so I'm not gonna.
And tomorrow's Jane's birthday.
Oh,
happy
yes,
birthday.
It is.
Almost missed that. Jane, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You were gonna make an announcement? We're gonna have a celebration, we had a party, no, put it on the list.
We're going to have one big celebration when we all, when it all comes down.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no further items for discussion or comment, we'll move on to item 7.0, and that is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to approve.
Second? I'll second
that.
And then we could just do all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, everybody, stay safe.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.